Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And Dolphins will be in town getting one step closer back to 500 with the Patriots in town. And so we'll be talking more about that. There were a couple things with the Dolphins, who have today off before going back to work, and of course next week Thanksgiving. And the Dolphins have been nice enough to go to Green Bay and play the not the first game of the day, not the second, but the last game, where you're usually pretty liquored up at the end of the night, and it's time to go. So we got the third game. First time I can remember the Dolphins having the last game of Thanksgiving, so on the road too. So we'll late night and early morning back here in South Florida. Hopefully we can get out and all that stuff, and we don't get any of that crazy ass Green Bay weather, which I remember so well with that damn snow. So this Tua stuff is really interesting, and he's got a high percentage of completion. Actually, he is playing really well. I think he's playing really well, considering nobody knew what he's going to look like coming back after a month off. And I give him credit. He's sick of he's very made it clear to everybody in his life, I'm really tired of hearing about a concussion and stuff. So the only people really need to worry about it right now, I mean, fans, we worry about everything, but the front office needs to make sure this never happens. And it's one of the things I wanted to talk about. So, I saw somebody wrote yesterday for the, you know, people that want Tua out, and I'm like, it's not a matter of that right now. He's got a nice contract, got a nice big life-changing contract. It has nothing to do with moving him out. It has something to do with making sure, if this happens again, which it could, to make sure you're covered so that your play, if this wasn't the greatest reminder in the history of this franchise to make sure you are better set up with a backup quarterback than what they just went through, where we were scoring 10 points a friggin' game. I mean, it was bad. And we played some bad teams during that time. We should have lost to the Patriots. We won by a half a foot, literally. And so it's not, I want Tua to stay. I'm just speaking for myself. I think a lot of people realize, no, he's the quarterback, and they have a system that works for him right now. It's a short system, which, hey, Mike's made some adjustments. I guess we should all, and I'm guilty, before every game, going, hey, today's the day to get the passing game going a little bit down the field with Waddle and Tyreek. I realize when I say that now, I'm talking about 15, 18 yards. It's different. The two deep, Mike's made adjustments. And it's going to be a short passing game. A lot of different ways he can do it when they get a chance. They'll run a little deeper routes. But as far as all those takeoffs, I don't think they threw a takeoff in the last game. I don't remember a deep post pattern. I don't remember a take. I don't even remember a deep corner route. I remember from the slot guys running corner routes between the safety and the corner. But so it's a different kind of offense. But it's fine. It's worked. It looks under control, even though there's a lot of throwing, because you haven't been able to run the ball that well the last two games. And so, but this thing, as far as Tua goes, I know it's going to heat back up, and we'll see. And, you know, anytime I'm coming in, I'm counting on him finishing out this season and that he's going to be fine. And then, hey, if it doesn't, it opens up another chapter to another book, and here we go again. But this thing with Tua, he can be your quarterback. So anybody who thinks he's going to be gone, if he keeps playing the way he's playing, which there's no reason to think that he won't, and we'll see with the schedule. But the schedule, you know, we're not playing Detroit. I'm not playing Baltimore. No more Buffalo. No Kansas City. So what I'm saying, no Pittsburgh. You look at all the top teams, we're not playing them, so I think we have a chance. We have a chance. And he's played well enough. As long as he's healthy, he's a starting quarterback. I expect him to come back, and he'll be the starting quarterback next year. All I'm saying is this team needs to make a priority, along with everything else this team needs to improve on. And I don't care if it's through the draft or if they got to go out and get a Daniel Jones or somebody that's played a lot of football, whether it was good football or bad football, a veteran guy that's got a lot of starts and at times has had good games in this league, they got to spend a few extra bucks and get a really good backup quarterback, period. Not up for, I don't have to call my starter in and explain it to him. He knows. He knows. Like, look, you're the starting quarterback, but we got to make sure we need a really good insurance policy in case this happens again and you have to miss some extended time. We want to make sure we're covered so that when we show up at the ballpark, we have a chance to win. And come some of those games, we didn't have a chance to win. So that's all. That's how it is. People want Tua out, I don't know. I don't know why they're still doing it. They're wasting their time. As long as he's healthy, he's not going to be gone. And most of the time, when he's healthy, he's been pretty good to real good. So, look it. And the adjustments Mike's made have been great. I'm coming around on this, that you don't have to throw the ball down the field. It'd be nice. I'm guessing if guys come up and play and the two deep thing, if for whatever reasons in their head or they don't think they can do things because this two deep thing, it's been around for 200 years in the NFL. But if it's taken away a lot of our stuff and you've got this thing figured out and mastered the way you did last game, I'm all for it, man. And been kind of A-chant. I mean, it's a heavy dose of A-chant. And it's kind of Tyreek and Jonnu Smith splitting the two and three guys right now. That's your offense. And Waddle, you get a couple, two, and then you split it out. Six or seven guys, five, six, seven other guys get a little dose of the football, small dose. And that's kind of the way this thing is set up right now. So it's about winning. Defense playing really well, playing as a team really well. I'm not saying they have a whole bunch of superstars on the defense, but I think they play great as a group right now, and they have the last couple of games. So we'll see, and then it's going to pick up. You got the Patriots, and then you get the big test Thursday night against one of the best running teams in the National Football League, the Green Bay Packers, and their kind of weather in their house, and it's one of those games that we've been talking about the last couple of years that you have to win. And it's to get back to 500. Get back to 500 and still got a lot of games left. So that would be a big jump. But you got to take care of this one first. I don't want to look ahead of the Patriots. And we'll go from there. We've got to get all caught up here. Again, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Did you see our linebacker landed in a nice spot, by the way? Everybody's kind of wondering where David Long would end up. How about going to the Lions? Hey, we're going to put you on practice.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Scrub, but you'll be on the active roster here because they just lost one of their linebackers. Anyway. We'll jump.
Are they getting Calais Campbell too at some point?
Oh God, don't get going on that thing. Yeah, that was. You know when he started yesterday.
Did people hit you with? I mean, you must have gotten people calling you and texting you afterwards.
Yes.
It was a nice thing to say. I mean, I get it. Like, it's nice, but it's just not how it works.
This business.
Yeah, give Omar a hug in the locker room today.
Yeah, man. Like, hey, thanks, man. And hey, if things don't go well and you're getting ready to play the Jets, go, no, cut him. Let him go. Go play for somebody else right now, my friend. Yeah, that was kind of like, hey, Calais getting ready to do a sit down with him or something, man. Because he just, like, that was weird. We're sitting here trying to get back in this friggin' run with one of your two or three best players on your team, and he's talking about letting him go to another team because it's the right thing to do, and it'll be a great look. All the other players will go, the Miami Dolphins, the nicest, friendliest team in the NFL, out to help the players. Hell no, this thing's about winning and losing, period. Tell you what else it's about, going to Baptist Health South Florida when you're injured. You know, the bad part is nobody wants to be injured. Reality is, the longer you play and the more competitive you are with team and individual sports, sooner or later, we all get hurt. We all get hurt, and it doesn't stop, man. I'm finding out in my 60s. I'm hurt all the friggin' time. I'd have been cut from a team about 200 times, as many times I've been hurt playing tennis. Baptist Health South Florida, though, is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU. They got a great program for Dade County high school sports. And a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes, not only here in South Florida, but from all over the country, waiting to get in to see those great doctors. At Baptist Health South Florida are so good. They've hired some of the best specialists in the country to live down here in South Florida and cover all of our injuries, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle. We have hand specialists. We have back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, even doctors that do nothing but fix Achilles. So the next time you have an injury, a sports-related injury, doesn't matter who it is in the family, Baptist Health South Florida, it's got a great location for you. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. I'll tell you, all you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.